You've landed on the Learn the Diplomat podcast, and wherever you are in the world, welcome. I'm Phil McAuliffe, and I'm the Learn the Diplomat. Thank you for joining me for this episode because, well, after 72 episodes, over 4.5 years, and with 30,000 listens in almost 200 countries, this is the final episode of the Learn the Diplomat podcast. Now, before you and I both go get all emotional, I want to say that we've started something wonderful that me and my team, yep, I've got a team, would really love you to be a part of. And it's called Humans Connecting. We're about to launch the Humans Connecting podcast, which is part of the products and services we're offering at humansconnecting.org that go to destigmatizing loneliness and helping humans, wherever they are in the world, whatever they do for a job, however they identify as a human, to get the authentic connection that they need and deserve. Now, the Humans Connecting podcast is based on the premise that we know that loneliness is bad for us, and we know that connection is the antidote to loneliness. If we know all of those, why is it that connection feels so hard to do sometimes? And often not sometimes, often all the time. Indeed, how can we get the connection that we need in today's world? So this is an invitation for you to join me, and well, you and I are going to explore the questions and topics together about how we can go about getting the connection that we need as humans, and with the aim of making getting that connection in our lives, well, just a little bit easier and, I dare say, more fun. We're going to be talking in the podcast to loneliness and social connection experts and other humans from all around the world about how we can become authentically connected humans. Because this is important to remember, we're each worthy of feeling that kind of soul-nourishing connection as we navigate our lives. And you can find it all at our website, humansconnecting.org, or wherever you get your pods. Now, in terms of the Lonely Diplomat, we're going to be doing all that we can to keep all of the episodes of the Lonely Diplomat podcast available for you long into the future. So you can have this and the Lonely Diplomat blog as helpful resources for when, not if, you experience loneliness as you live your diplomatic life. And I have to say that it's kind of with mixed emotions that I'm sharing this with you. But for now, I really do want to thank you for joining me over, well, the past 4.5 years. We've explored some really heavy topics together, haven't we? You and I have met some wonderful people and learned a lot about what it's really like, what it really means to live the diplomatic life. It's been such an honor to hear how the wisdom and insights that I've shared on this podcast and through the blog have supported you and those with you living the diplomatic life through some pretty tough times as, well, you know, life comes calling. And before I wrap up this final episode, I want to remind you that the circumstances of loneliness experienced while living the diplomatic life are, well, we can call them unique. But loneliness itself isn't unique to diplomats and those who live the diplomatic life. All humans experience loneliness, and loneliness, like hunger, like thirst, like a whole range of emotions and experiences, is simply part of the human condition. Your loneliness doesn't care about your job title. Your loneliness doesn't care about your academic qualifications. It doesn't care if you're married, if you're single, if you're gay, if you're straight. It simply doesn't care how you identify as a human. Because your loneliness is telling you one thing. Your loneliness is telling you that you're not getting the connection that you need. That is it. After working on The Lonely Diplomat since 2018 and living my own diplomatic life for over 20 years, I can say that the diplomatic life is almost the perfect mix for you to experience loneliness. The frequent moving, the unnaturally intense jobs that you have, and within those jobs, the low tolerance for failure, all contribute to you becoming disconnected from yourself. There's still no award that I know of that's handed out by our employing agencies or by any other kind of governing authority for living the most independent and self-sufficient and self-contained and projection of perfection life. There's no award for that. And the products and services that I've been offering here at The Lonely Diplomat, well, they're all still available to you through thelonelydiplomat.com. And they're all here to support you as you listen and learn from your loneliness and then use it to go and get the connection that you've been missing. And my friend, you deserve. And they're all right here. They're all still going to be right here at thelonelydiplomat.com when you need them. Not if you need them, when you need them. So me and the team are so excited to see you at the Humans Connecting podcast soon. But if this is the last time that I'm in your ears, that while you're commuting to work or out for a walk or, I don't know, listening to me on a plane as you go somewhere else in the world, if this is the last time that I'm speaking with you, I simply want to say thank you for tuning in for some or all of the past 72 episodes over the last 4 years. It does sound like you're getting ready to go. So for the final time here at the Lonely Diplomat podcast, be awesomely and humanly you, because the world really does need more you. And we really look forward to seeing you at Humans Connecting. All sounds used are freeware in the public domain. All views expressed in this episode are my own and do not reflect any official position. I am not a licensed mental health professional. I encourage you to seek the services of a licensed mental health professional if the content of this episode challenged you beyond your current capacity to mentally, emotionally, and/or physically respond yourself. Thanks for listening.